This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Anthony says, Orlando, with the Miami Marlins hiring Kim Ng as their general manager, do you think this opens up more opportunities in the male-dominated sports for a female general manager in the NHL, NBA, and NFL? Oh, it's coming, dude. It's coming. It's going to end up happening. The doors are going to be open for women like they are now, and now they will be able to get the opportunity to get the experience to then build the resume where somebody will trust them. Now remember, everything takes time, my brother. This is right here in Miami. We're the first NFL team to have a black head coach and a black general manager. Nobody does that. Okay? Very few have gone with the black general manager, and very few have gone with the black head coach. To do both, that's crazy. So to do what the Marlins did with Kim is also absolutely nuts. But it'll take a while before we get to that point. You know? Like Becky Hammon, with the Spurs, she might be the woman that is the first one to become an NBA head coach. God, I used to have a crush on Becky Hammon when I was young. When she was like an Olympic player, I think it was, in those days, she was smoking, dude, smoking. Lisa Rose chimes in, says, ROC is in the house. A little Rochester is in the house. Taking a COVID-19 training break. So excited to watch football on Sundays again. Isn't it awesome, Lisa? And thank you for the work you're doing with COVID-19, Lisa. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all out there. Not only Lisa, but every one of you out there in the front lines, you know, trying to help the rest of us, you know, get our lives back on track. Bones C says, what's up, Big O? One more game. And the wife has to buy me my jersey. Nice. And you know that happens this Sunday, so you get your jersey. Miguel Garcia says, Bill is not working on the other station. Well, actually, Bill is now training to start next week and do some work at the station. So, yes. 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 He just doesn't have the experience that I need early on to build a station. He still is gaining that kind of experience. So that's why. That's the only reason.
I've only been doing this like a year and whatever, and like actually playing with the board like that. What I do, 5 months, six months, and I was only on it for a month and a half. And it's training wheels over here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. It's not, put it this way, it has nothing to do with me not wanting him to be there. Put it that way. Okay, it has nothing to do with that. It's just I got to do things the right way, and I got to build it the right way, and I got to get like really, really experienced people. And he's not there yet. That's all.
No, you had to come out kicking the door in and taking names and all. And I mean, I had no background in this at all. Like I'm totally green. You know.
Yep. So all with time, man. Nothing happens overnight, man. Big O, do you think we should get at least two weapons in the draft? It'll happen, Omar. They will get them weapons. Relax. It'll happen, yeah. Just remember, we can't do everything over. We can't live in this microwave society. Everything takes time. And having said all that, Omar, we're in the middle of our second year of rebuild and we're going to the playoffs. That's crazy. So they got a great shot. I shouldn't say we're going to the playoffs, but they got a great shot of being in the playoffs, okay? And that's pretty amazing in their second year. Benjamin Franklin once said, if you want something done as a busy person, there's truth to that statement. After all, the busier we are, the better we manage our time. Oh, God, I don't have enough time in the day, dude. I wish I could. Oh, how do you think it will go over for a female head coach in football or basketball? Choose out a superstar player in front of their teammates. If she's accomplished, if they're winning, everybody will be fine. Remember, it's not about a sex thing. Even though, obviously, we'll have sexist and we'll have chauvinistic approaches to all of this when we're talking about women, that's automatic in life. We know that there's going to be a certain group of men that aren't going to ever accept it, and you can't do anything about that. But having said all that, okay, whether you're a man or a woman, It doesn't matter to me. If you're teaching your players how to win, and they are winning, and they're succeeding, and they're reaching their incentives and their contracts and all of that, and then you chew them out, they got no problem with it. Okay? Now, if what you're teaching is not working, if what you're teaching is leading to failure all the time, and players aren't winning, and they're not reaching their incentives, brother, I don't care if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're both, if you're whatever, if you're a eunuch, okay? I don't care. If you do not teach what's working, you cannot rip into players. They will tune you out. Gone. They don't care. They don't want to know anything about you. How screwed up is that? Right? That's amazingly screwed up. You know? But I think if the woman is coaching it the right way, they'll be able to rip into anybody, because players only want to be coached the right way. That's it. And if you're Cam Cameron, dude, it doesn't matter if you have tits, you're going to fail. Okay? You can be Cam Cameron with 44 Ds, right? And a body like Halle Berry. And yeah, they'll be salivating when they're looking at you. But if you don't know what to do on the field and you're losing and they're being embarrassed and you're Adam Gase and all that, you're done, bro. You're done. So that's really the threshold. Okay? Competent coaches can do whatever they want. Incompetent coaches will never have that kind of freedom or that respect. So that's really what it's all about. Okay? You get it done, you'll be fine. Yes, sir.
Going to be tough, though, because of how
especially early on.
Machismo
early on,
sports,
sure.
You know, the sure. Guy world, tough, all that stuff.
For sure.
You know, it.
For sure. Now.
They're up against it, man.
Now, if San Antonio players have been coached by Becky Hammons behind the scenes, and she's helped improve some players in anything, she is already winning that locker room over. So if Pop steps down and she takes over, it might be an easier transition for her.
Because she has an established relationship and the players have already bought in.
Right. And remember, she's a former pro player herself. So it's
right.
Not like
she knows the lay. She knows the lay of the land.
You know, and Becky Hammon is not a schmuck.
World renowned, like you said, Olympic team.
Yeah, she's,
you know,
she knows her stuff, dude. So that's the thing. You could be Sue Bird, but you've got to have success, and then they'll respect you. You know what I mean? But you're right, 1,000% right. There are going to be, you know, hurdles early on that'll be brutal for a lot of women.
Look,
across that threshold.
Here, gay people coming out in sports—that's still a barrier because of that machismo old.
Yeah.
Neanderthal thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that case, it needs to be a superstar to break the ice. It has to be the superstar that people can't live without on the team. And then they'll accept who you are. And then they'll learn to live with it.
So kind of just crush it.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's what it has to be. It needs to be that, because if you're just a fringe player, then it becomes a novelty. It doesn't really hit home. When it becomes a star, it hits home. And then it's, okay, we need to change, because if players like this are going to be gay, we've got to accept it. You know, it's kind of like the way you got to program these guys.
Well, it's like you talked about, any of that fringe stuff becomes a
novelty.
Adversity in your locker room. You know, something that's pulling away from the main focus. And
right.
Coaches don't want that.
It could be a distraction.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
It's a shame it's got to be that way, but you're all right, man. Until it's a star.
Right.
Yeah, man. It's going to be an issue.
GP Trap says, I'll take J-Lo coaching over Adam Gase. Hell yeah. GP Trap is thinking of that scene from Weird Science where she, at the end of the movie, she's in the gym and, you know, and the guy is
dropping, give me 20 or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. That's what GP Trapp is just thinking those kind of things. Knowing GP Trapp, he thinks of the police academy scene where she flips the guy and her breastises are right on his face. That's what GP Trapp is thinking. And that's good stuff, GP Trapp. I'm with you there. Big O, it's hard for females. If a lady has Adam Gase's type of season, how would they get treated in the locker room? Like crap, bro. Like I just told you that. If you prove you can't coach, you can't lead. If you prove you can coach, you can lead, you can rip, you can joke around, you can do whatever the hell you want. Because the guys will believe you. They will, no. She knows what she's doing, dude. We're winning. I'm reaching my incentives. I've made more money because she's there. I'm good with her. That's going to be the key. That's going to be the key. Guaranteed. I doubt men would ever allow a chick to be the head coach, Joshua says. You need a head coach to relate to the players. Flores endears himself to the players because he grew up in the hood. God, Joshua. Man, that's a terrible take, dude. That's a terrible take. First of all, the chick thing. You know, it's like, wow. And relating to the player, let me ask you something. You are assuming that every player grew up in the hood. That's a terrible assumption, bro. It's a terrible assumption. There's a ton of guys that didn't grow up in the hood. Okay? So that has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? I think you have a bad perception of NFL players. You think pretty much every one of them are from the hood. And yes, there's plenty of them from hoods. There's from barrios. There's from neighborhoods. You know, there are different kinds of neighborhoods.
Not just that.
But they're not all from a bad part of town.
Well, not just that. Male chauvinist, too, is the way he's making it sound.
Yeah, that too. The chick thing, yeah, you know. So it's, you know, damn, Joshua. That was rough.